I'm David Ford. The Red Clay Saxophone Quartet, featuring guest composer Stacey Garup with video by Michael Frierson and dance by Jan Van Dyke, performs this weekend. Red Clay soprano saxophonist Susan Fancher is joined by baritone saxophonist Mark Engelbritzen.
Adolf Sax came from a famous family of instrument makers, and his dad was an instrument maker, and he was an instrument maker himself, and I think he's probably even, well, he's most famous, I suppose, for the saxophone now, but at his time, he was very famous for improvements he made to the bass clarinet.
What niche was he trying to fill with the saxophone? Orchestrally or band-wise, or what application?
He was trying to fill gaps in the orchestra, sort of between the brass and the strings, and he's also trying to provide an instrument that could be played in the military bands outside.
And we're talking late 1800s?
Around 1840 is when he actually invented the instrument. And his idea was, first and foremost, to have a classical music instrument. That's what he was looking for. And the instrument became very popular in the brass bands and the military bands in France in particular.
Today, you know, there are four main instruments of the saxophone family, which correspond roughly to the ranges of the human voice: soprano, alto, tenor, and baritone.
And then at the extreme ranges, we've got a couple others.
Yes, there's a sopranino, which is even smaller than the soprano. It is exactly an octave higher or smaller, depending on how you want to say it. It's the same from the alto saxophone. And there is, in fact, even a smaller saxophone that's called a soprillo. And I heard it played.
It's like a glorified kazoo.
A shawm.
There's an English musician by the name of Nigel Wood, I believe his name is, who played the soprillo at the World Saxophone Congress in Thailand. And it's really only barely a foot long.
It's like an E-flat clarinet, a little piccolo clarinet.
Must be in B-flat, right?
And it's in B-flat, so it's even smaller than the E-flat.
Wow.
And then you get the bass saxophone, which is fairly common. I mean, there are, you know, the local universities probably own one bass saxophone. It comes up in the wind ensemble repertoire from time to time. And saxophone ensembles, of course, want to have a bass saxophone. Yeah. But then there's also a contrabass saxophone, which there are not very many of those.
How many of those are in the world? Any idea? Like a dozen?
It's something like 30.
Yeah. 30. Yeah. I've seen pictures of them before.
They're huge.
Yeah, they're like
huge.
Bigger than I am.
They're bigger than we are,
yes. You could lose a small child inside.
You had to get that one in there. What's the difference in terms of your performance approach classically versus in a jazz setting?
Sure. I mean, I guess, you know, the main definition in my mind of classical music versus jazz really has to do with the improvisation. But let's put that aside for a moment and talk about style. Mm-hmm. There's certainly a little difference in sound. You know, a classical saxophone, well, the old thinking was that you had this kind of really small, stuffy sound, and we don't really play like that. I mean, we play with the, you know, beautiful, rich, round, you know, full tone, but there's tends to be a little bit less edge to it, a little less bite. We use the vibrato in a more narrow range, whereas in jazz, you know, you might have a lot more variety and width to your vibrato, you know, whoa, whoa, you know, something like that, where in classical music, you're probably not going to do that kind of a sound.
You think of vibrato, say, on a string instrument or with a voice.
Right,
where
the classical saxophone is going to be
sound.
More like that. Yeah, it's going to be more like how you would hear a classical singer or the violin. It's a great example, yeah.
Right.
Duke University and Music Academy of North Carolina saxophone instructor and soloist Susan Fancher plays soprano sax in the Red Clay Saxophone Quartet. She was joined by Associate Professor of Composition and Electronic Music at University of North Carolina at Greensboro, baritone saxophonist Mark Engelbritzen. On Saturday night, November 1st at 7:30, the Red Clay Saxophone Quartet will perform in the UNCG Music Building Recital Hall. The free concert features guest composer Stacey Garup, video by Michael Frierson, and dance by Jan Van Dyke. You'll find links to more at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford.